Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Thank you so much for the invitation to come and speak to you today.
多謝大家邀請今日同大家喺當中有分享。
It's a great joy to see many of our old friends once again.
能夠見到一啲嘅舊朋友，好開心。
I know that our faces look older, and so do them, but it's been great to make contact once more.
睇起上嚟，即係自己嘅樣都大咗啦，大家其實都係咁，都係一樣。但係有機會再同大家係見面，都係開心嘅。
Some of you might remember that Liliana and myself were here. I was the English pastor back in 1994, and so some of you here were not even born at that stage.
咁如果啲人記得嘅話咧，94年嘅時候咧，其實咧陳恆信宣教士咧同埋佢太太咧，都喺我哋教會服侍，係作為我哋英文嘅牧者。不過喺當中咧，可能在座有啲嘅弟兄姊妹咧，喺當時都未出世都唔定。
So today it's a privilege to share with you a little bit about what I've been learning from Paul about praying for mission.
咁今次咧係有一個嘅機會同大家分享保羅關於講於為呢個宣教士禱告嘅一個嘅教導。
Later on, Liliana will give you an update of what we've been doing and what we're going to be doing next.
咁遲少少啦 ，Liliana 咧就同我哋分享咧佢而家做緊嘅或者將會做緊嘅一啲嘅嘢係啲乜嘢。
But when we think about prayer, we might wonder what actually is prayer.
但當我哋講到禱告嘅時候，可能我哋會諗咩叫乜嘢係祈禱咧？
Some people use prayer like an emergency 000 number that you ring when there's an emergency.
有啲人當祈禱咧，好似咧打呢一個緊急求助電話，就係當我哋有需要嘅時候咧，緊急嘅事嘅時候，我哋先係喺神嘅面前禱告。
Other people see prayer as a formula that they repeat, like Hail Mary or Our Father.
有啲人可能覺得祈禱咧，好似咧係背誦一啲説話，好似話萬福瑪利亞或者我哋天父咁樣。
Some of us may have Muslim friends, and we know that this month is Ramadan.
咁有啲人咧，可能你識得啲朋友咧，係呢個回教徒，你就知道咧，呢個月咧係佢哋一個嘅齋戒月。
And they cleanse themselves. They bow down 5 times a day to pray to Allah.
佢哋咧係潔淨自己，而每日咧係5次嘅係向真神阿拉咧去祈禱嘅。
But for a Christian, prayer is an intimate relationship with God.
但對於基督徒嚟講，祈禱係一個同神一個緊密嘅關係。
We know that we have been cleansed already through Jesus Christ, and so we don't need to cleanse ourselves because God already accepts us into His presence.
我哋知道耶穌已經潔淨咗我哋，所以我哋唔需要再次去喺佢面前自己去潔淨自己。
And when we pray, we're expressing our dependency on God, who is our Creator.
當我哋去禱告嘅時候咧，其實係向神表達咧，我哋係對嗰啲位創造嘅主，我哋一份嘅倚靠。
Our mission organization uses the words by prayer as its motto.
而陳恆信宣教士所服侍嘅宣教機構 SEAM 咧，就係用呢一個嘅透過禱告作為佢哋一個嘅座右銘。
And I can tell you many stories of how people praying for us helped to sustain us for many years in our work in South America.
咁宣教陳恆信宣教士就話咧，其實可以同大家分享好多個故仔，就係咧佢哋喺唔同嘅宣教士喺佢哋嘅困難當中，點樣透過禱告能夠喺當中讓佢哋能夠係繼續佢哋嘅工作。
Some of you might remember the bus that we used to travel on that was on the previous slide.
可能嗰啲弟兄姊妹咧仲記得陳恆信宣教士啊，佢哋曾經係喺個巴士上邊咧喺當中係去南美嘅地方去宣教。
So our family used to travel to many rural areas in South America to provide healthcare and to support the churches there.
咁佢哋一家咧就係透過呢個巴士咧去到南美一啲嘅郊外嘅地方，提供啲醫療嘅服務，同埋喺當中咧係支援當地嘅教會。
So this photo is when we visited a small town, and the pastor and another pastor is in the front, and we were visiting them, encouraging them, and giving them healthcare.
咁呢個咧就係其中一個嘅照片咧，就係佢哋一家咧透過呢個巴士去到一個偏遠嘅地區，就咧係同一啲教會嘅牧者喺當中咧係去見面，俾佢一啲嘅醫療嘅服務啦，亦都係同時喺當中俾佢哋嘅支持。
And there were so many stories about when we got bogged in the mud because we couldn't get over a mountain, and people were praying for us.
咁有陣時佢哋喺當中係喺啲郊外嘅地方，因為遇到啲泥濘嘅路喺當中被滯留，咁佢哋喺當中可以見證到大家用禱告咧，係讓佢一家點樣去經歷呢啲嘅處境。
Another time the bus caught fire and we had to all evacuate the bus very quickly before it exploded.
有試過呢個巴士咧著火，甚至咧係即係喺個巴士能夠係爆炸之前咧，大家咧係冚冚聲啦，要離開呢個嘅巴士。
But we knew people were praying for us.
但係咧，佢哋知道有弟兄姊妹咧為佢哋禱告。
Another time we were traveling on the bus and Liliana got sick and she couldn't look after the kids.
有一次他們在巴士上面去周圍去的時候 Liliana 在當中是病了，她不可以照顧那些小朋友。
But people were praying for us and one of the ladies from the church was cooking food for us for that time.
也有弟兄姊妹為他們禱告，在教會裡面一位姊妹在那個時間就為他們的家提供食物。
So we know that we are here today because of God's grace and because of many people praying for us, including you at CABC.
陳孫教士就說他們很知道今天能夠在我們當中跟大家分享是神的恩典，也都因著大家在禱告當中對他們的支持。
So I know that I myself, I'm not a prayer warrior.
陳孫教士說他知道自己不是一個好的一個祈禱的勇士。
And I also feel guilty whenever anyone preaches about prayer.
他說當人有牧者在當中宣講關於禱告的教導的時候，他都覺得自己有一些愧疚的。
But like many of you, I also long to pray more passionately and more effectively for mission.
但是跟大家一樣，他都很希望能夠在禱告當中更加有效，更加熱誠，更加有力的在當中去禱告。
So in the last few verses, towards the end of Colossians, Paul gives us some motivation for mission, for prayer for mission.
在这个哥罗西书临尾第四章里面，保罗就教导我们一些关于我们怎样有这个动机去祈祷，特别是为宣教的事情的祈祷。
If you look on the next slide, there's some motivation, there's some general instruction on praying for mission, and then there's some specific instructions on prayer for mission.
在这个段落里面，保罗是教一些一般对这个祷告的一些指示，还有一些特别为到这个去为宣教的祷告一些特别的一些指示。
Let's look first at our motivation to pray for mission.
我首先看一看怎样使我们能够动机有这个动力在当中为这个宣教去祷告。
Paul gives us a very strong motivation in chapter 4 verse 3.
在四章第三节，保罗给我们一个很强烈的一个动机。
And he says that he requests prayer so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ.
保罗说要为他们在当中去祷告，以致到神在当中让他们能够去宣讲关于基督的奥秘。
And this word mystery is a central concept in this passage of Colossians 4 that we're looking at.
在哥罗西书第四章里面，今天所看的这个段落里面，奥秘是一个很重要的主题。
The idea behind the word mystery is something hidden, a secret, a puzzle, or a riddle.
奥秘的意思就是表示一些东西是隐藏的，是一些难题或者一些谜语在当中是隐蔽不明显的。
Mystery is one of Paul's favorite words, and he uses it 21 times in the New Testament.
奧秘是保罗其中一个他很喜欢用的一个字，在这个书信里面，他有21次提到这个奧秘，都是讲到关于福音的。
For example, in Colossians 1:26-27, he says, "The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people." To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
在哥罗西书一章26-27节，保罗说这个隐藏的奥秘现在已经向圣徒显明了，就是神愿意叫他们知道这个奥秘在外邦人当中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里面成为了有荣耀的盼望。
This mystery that Paul is talking about is God's wonderful, amazing plan of salvation for all people.
这个的奥秘就是神那个的奇妙的计划，就是希望将这个的恩典是给所有的人。
In ancient times, the plan was hidden with hints that there was a promised Messiah coming to save them.
在旧约里面，这个的奥秘是隐藏的，只不过有少少的提示，就是说有一个弥赛亚将会出现。
But now we know that the plan was through Jesus who came to earth as a human.
但我们知道当耶稣在地上成为人来到我们当中的时候，
and he gave his sinless life on the cross as a substitute for our sinful lives.
他将他无罪的身体在当中在十字架上为我们去代替了我们这个有罪不完全的生命。
And then he rose from the dead, showing that he has completely paid the penalty for our sins.
然之後佢係從死裏復活，顯明咧佢喺當中係已經完完全全嘅為我哋嘅罪債係還清曬。
This is wonderful news。
呢個係一個奇異嘅一個嘅消息。
The glorious riches of God's mystery in Christ are no longer a secret to be kept hidden。
呢個榮耀嘅一個奧秘喺當中唔係再係一個隱藏嘅一個嘅秘密。
They are to be revealed to all。
而是已經是向我們所有人顯明出來了。
And this is what motivates us to pray.
而這個就是令到我們在當中有這個的動力，在當中去禱告的原因。
Prayer is part of God's providential plan to reveal this mystery to the nations.
禱告是神所預備的一個的計劃，是讓我們將這個奧秘向列邦在當中去顯明出來。
And God has given us the privilege of being part of this plan whenever we pray for mission.
而神也都俾我哋一个咁样嘅特殊嘅一个嘅权利，让我哋能够有机会喺呢个计划当中去参与，去为到万国嘅当中得救嚟祷告。
So we've looked at the motivation for prayer, which is the wonderful mystery of Christ.
我哋睇到呢个嘅祈祷嘅动机，就系因为呢个基督为我哋安排嘅奇妙嘅救赎。
Now let's look at some general instructions on prayer.
跟住又睇一睇关于保罗讲一啲关于祷告嘅一般嘅教导。
Paul mentions in verse 2 three general instructions.
喺四章嘅第二节，保罗讲咗三个嘅一般嘅教导。
He talks about being devoted.
佢教导我哋行祷告嘅时候要恒切。
He talks about being watchful.
亦叫我哋喺当中要警醒。
And then he talks about being thankful in our prayer.
亦都要喺禱告當中要感恩。
Being devoted is a challenge for us to dedicate time to pray。
要恆切禱告其實係挑戰緊我哋，要喺當中去安排出時間喺當中去禱告。
It might mean being committed and sacrificial in our prayer。
要投入禱告或者要作出犧牲去禱告。
Maybe we have to give up sleep or computer games or WeChat in order to pray。
或者我哋需要放棄我哋要休息瞓覺嘅時間，或者要放棄我哋打電腦遊戲嘅時間，或者係放棄嗰啲係用微信嘅時間，以至我哋禱告。
But Paul himself was devoted in his prayer.
但係保羅自己本身喺當中係禱告嘅時候好恆切。
In Colossians 1 verse 3, he says, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you."
喺一章第三節，保羅話佢喺當中去感謝喺天上嘅耶穌基督嘅父，因為佢哋常常嘅為佢哋去禱告啊，因為保羅常常為呢班嘅哥羅西嘅信徒禱告。
How can you always be praying for someone？
你點樣可以常常嘅為一個人去祈禱咧
？It sounds almost superhuman。
似乎係一個超人嘅一個嘅情況。
And yet we heard from an old friend of ours recently who emailed us when we were telling her about our plans。
咁但係陳恆信孫教授話佢喺當中有一個老朋友，當佢話俾佢聽佢哋將要嘅將來嘅計劃嘅時候，佢一個嘅信息。
And she said, "Hi L and L, yes, I will continue to pray for you every day, as I have for the last 27 years."
嗰個信息係話L and L 即係兩位嘅孫教授同埋個太太，佢話咧我會繼續嘅為你哋去禱告，正如過去27年以嚟我不斷為你哋禱告一樣。
And we were so humbled by the commitment and devotion of that lady who's been praying for us every day。
陳孫教授佢話佢覺得係幾咁嘅謙虛啊，幾咁嘅喺當中去感受到對方為佢哋禱告嗰種嘅嗰種嘅委身。
She showed us that prayer needs to become a habit or a discipline.
佢喺當中表達咗一樣嘅嘢，就係禱告係需要成為一個嘅習慣，亦都係需要喺當中要自己有一個嘅有一個嘅訓練先可以嘅。
On the next slide, there was an article by a dietitian in Southern Cross magazine who talks about three tips to forming good habits.
而家大家見到嘅呢一個嘅幻燈嘅片咧，你會見到咧就係一個嘅營養學家喺當中去講到喺一本雜誌裏邊咧提到咧係有三個嘅方法讓我哋培養成一個好嘅一個嘅飲食嘅習慣。
Obviously, she's talking about eating habits。
佢係講緊呢個嘅食嘢嘅習慣。
But she also applies this to spiritual habits。
但係呢樣嘢其實都可以係啊，對於我哋點樣去可以產生一個好嘅習慣咧，有呢個嘅提示噶。
Firstly, she talks about a cue or a trigger that reminds us to pray.
首先佢話咧，一定有一樣嘅嘢係引發我哋咧喺當中，讓我哋有開始一個嘅特別嘅一個嘅行動。
And then she talks about the behaviour, which is prayer itself.
然之後咧，跟住就係引發嗰個行動嘅本身，對我哋嚟講就係禱告啦。
And then thirdly, she talks about the reward of performing that behaviour.
而第三咧，就係當佢實踐呢個行動嘅時候，帶嚟嘅一個嘅賞賜或者獎賞。
For example, the cue might be putting a sticky note with some prayer points on your car dashboard.
咁做一個嘅例子就係話咧，有啲嘅提示就係，例如我哋喺我哋嗰個嘅汽車嘅標板裏邊咧，貼一張嘅貼紙，提醒我哋要一啲嘅代禱嘅事項。
And then the behavior would be praying when you're stopped at the traffic lights.
咁嗰個嘅行動就係可能當喺車塞車嘅時候，你見到呢代禱事項嘅時候，就為啲代禱嘅事項去獻上禱告。
And then the reward is seeing answers to your prayer.
而嗰個嘅對我哋嘅一個嘅獎賞就係我哋會睇到呢一個嘅禱告被應允。
Or another cue could be downloading an app that pops up on your phone when it's time to pray.
又或者另一個嘅提示就係可能我哋係下載一啲嘅禱告嘅一啲嘅程式，提醒我哋咧喺當中要禱告。
And the behavior is to put down your phone and to start praying.
咁而嗰個嘅行動就係當呢一個嘅提醒一出現嘅時候，就放低個電話喺當中去祈禱。
And the reward is in sharing in God's work and feeling closer to Him.
而對我哋嘅賞賜就係我哋喺當中同神嘅工作有份，而我哋咧係覺得咧同佢更加親近。
So the first general instruction was to be devoted, and then the second one is to be watchful in prayer.
第一個嘅對我哋禱告嘅提醒就係要我哋恆切，而第二個咧就叫我哋喺當中要警醒。
Being watchful is the opposite of falling asleep.
要我哋警醒就係表示我哋相反就係叫我哋禱告嘅時候唔好瞓覺。
It means being alert against spiritual attack.
表示我哋喺當中要敏鋭，要警醒一啲屬靈嘅一啲嘅攻擊。
And being watchful for opportunities and needs to pray for.
亦都喺當中留心有啲乜嘢嘅機會或者需要係為呢個情況嚟禱告。
Prayer is spiritual warfare.
禱告係一個屬靈嘅爭戰。
And behind the everyday scenes of our everyday lives, there's a cosmic battle going on.
在我們每天生活的背後的情況裡面，其實在背後都有一個天上的一場的一個爭戰 在後面。
The enemy is doing his hardest to distract us and to stop us from praying.
仇敵在當中會盡他的努力，在當中讓我們是不會禱告，或者分散我們的注意力不去禱告。
You might remember the story of Nehemiah.
你可能會記得尼希米的故事。
In chapter 4, Nehemiah is rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem and surrounded by enemies.
在第四章，当尼希米准备重建这个耶路撒冷的城墙的时候，他周围被仇敌在当中去 围困住。
But he prayed to God and he set a guard day and night to meet this threat.
他在当中向神呼求，也在当中去安排人在当中去做守卫。由早到晚喺當中去面對住呢一個咁樣嘅挑戰。
Whenever we pray, we are engaging in spiritual warfare.
當我哋禱告，其實我哋就喺當中參與一個屬靈嘅爭戰。
And so we need to keep a constant watch for the attacks of the evil one.
所以我哋要好小心留心呢一個嘅惡者嘅攻擊。
Maybe it's tiredness or temptation.
或者我哋嘅疲倦啦，又或者一啲嘅試探。
Maybe it's distraction or lack of motivation.
或者我哋缺乏一種嘅動機啦，或者有啲嘢分散我哋嘅注意力咯。
But if the enemy is trying to stop us from praying, then let's pray harder.
如果仇敵喺當中要阻止我哋禱告嘅話，咁我哋要做嘅就係更加要努力嘅去禱告。
We can ask God to help us to pray.
我哋要求神喺當中幫助我哋去禱告。
We can ask Him to help stop us from becoming distracted.
當我哋喺當中被嘢分散我哋注意力嘅時候，我哋求神喺當中幫助我哋去集中。
We can ask Him to wake us up earlier so that we have more time to pray.
我哋可以求神叫我哋能夠朝頭早早啲嘅起身，以至我能夠去禱告。
So we've looked at being devoted and being watchful, and then the last principle Paul talks about is being thankful in our prayer.
我哋講咗恆切，講咗要警醒，而第三個咧就係要我哋喺當中要去識得去感恩。
Back in Colossians chapter 1, Paul says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. On the next slide.
在哥罗西书一章第三节那里讲话，保罗说为他们祷告的时候，常常为他们去感谢神。
He prays that the Colossians will be giving joyful thanks to the Father.
他都为哥罗西的信徒祈祷，希望他们能够向天父发出他们快乐的一个感恩。
Because thankfulness changes our outlook.
因为当我们有感恩的时候，就让我们对事情的看法不同。
Instead of focusing on what we don't have,Thankfulness helps us focus on what we do have.
当我懂得感恩的时候，我们再不是集中看我们自己所没的，而是集中看我们有的。
It helps us remember all the good things that God has blessed us with.
当我们感恩的时候，就当我们看到神给我们祝福我们的各样的好处。
And thankfulness reminds us that we are dependent upon God who is in charge of the whole world.
感恩也都帮助我们去提醒我们，我们对神需要一个依靠。是他是那位掌控的主。
So in general, Paul reminds us to be devoted and watchful and thankful.
在一般的这个指示里面，关于祷告，保罗教导我们要恒切祷告，要懂得去警醒和去感恩。
But in verse 3, Paul now talks about some specific instructions for prayer for mission.
而在第三节，保罗就教导我们特别为宣教去怎样去祷告的一些特别的教导。
Remember that at this point in time, Paul is under arrest.
我们知道在这个时候，保罗其实在当中坐着监。
He is chained to a Roman guard.
他在当中和一个罗马的守卫被锁在一起。
He is awaiting trial in Rome.
他在罗马等候这个审讯。
I have been in some Bolivian prisons. The next slide shows you a picture of one.
陈恒俊宣教士曾经去到玻利维亚探访过玻利维亚的监狱。
I've also been in an Australian prison.
但亦都去过澳洲嘅一啲嘅监狱。
But don't worry, each time as a doctor, not as a prisoner.
但唔需要担心，佢喺里边咧唔系一个监犯，而系一个作为一个嘅医生喺当中去探望。
But it's still quite scary to go in through the gate.
但系入到去呢个监狱，透过呢个嘅闸门入去监狱嘅时候，都仍然系好害怕嘅一个嘅经验。
And you're always wondering, are they going to open the gate to let me out?
有時你成日都會諗下，究竟會唔會開翻到閘俾我出嚟嘅咧
？They take your fingerprints, they take your retina scan, they take away your telephone.
佢哋會喺當中攞你嘅指模啦，會掃你嗰個嘅掃描你嗰個嘅眼睛啦，將你嘅信嘅電話拎走啦。
But in South America, conditions are even worse.
喺呢一個嘅南美嘅情況更加嘅係差嘅。
Prisoners have to pay for their own food and for their own accommodation.
啲囚犯要去為佢哋自己所住嘅、佢哋嘅食嘅喺當中要俾錢。
They have to pay for protection.
佢哋要加保護費。
If they don't pay, they get beaten up.
如果佢哋唔俾嘅話，就會人打。
And so you can imagine Paul in a situation like this where he's chained up.
你可以想像保羅喺監獄裏邊嗰個嘅處境，喺嗰個監牢嘅裏邊。
Does Paul ask for freedom?
但係保羅係咪是否去求能夠可以得到自由呢？
Does he ask for a good lawyer?
佢係咪去求俾佢一個好嘅律師
？Is he asking for decent food and a blanket to keep warm?
佢係咪求有一餐好啲嘅食物或者一張嘅籤，以至佢能夠喺當中保暖
？Does he ask for protection from the other prisoners?
佢係咪去求有其他嘅監犯喺當中俾佢有保護
？Well, in Colossians 4 verse 3, he says, "Pray for us too that God may open a door for our message."
在哥罗西书四章第三节，保罗说要他们祷告的内容就是求神为他们开传道的门。
He's not asking for an open door that he can walk through into freedom.
他求的是开放的门，不是一个开的门让他能够在当中离开个监狱。
He's asking that God will give him an open door to proclaim this marvelous mystery of Christ.
他求的是神开这个门，以致他能够在当中去宣讲关于基督的奥秘。
He's asking for opportunities to explain the gospel.
佢求嘅系机会，一个机会能够同人喺当中去分享、去解释呢个福音。
This is the same Paul who was proclaiming the gospel to his jailer in Acts chapter 16 in Philippi.
唔好忘记呢个保罗曾经喺《使徒行传》十六章，当佢喺腓立比坐监嘅时候，同样将呢个福音向呢个嘅狱卒喺当中去宣讲福音。
You might remember that story when there was the earthquake and Paul preached the gospel to the jailer and he and his whole family became Christians that night.
你可能會記得當時監獄在當中地大震動，而保羅向這個獄卒去傳講福音之後，他和他一家都得救。
I was challenged about this recently during a prayer meeting that we had online with the team that we're going to hopefully in the second half of this year.
咁最近陳洪信宣教士曾經係透過呢一個嘅網上嘅平台，係同呢一個佢將要去非洲嘅國家嘅一啲嘅同工喺當中去有啲嘅通話。
In the country that we're going to, it's illegal to become a Christian.
喺佢將要去嘅地方，成為一個基督徒係唔合法嘅。
In February, 11 people were arrested and put into jail because they were Christians.
在2月的時候，有11個的弟兄，因為他們相信這個的信仰，因為不合法的緣故，所以在當中要被判坐監。
So we met online to pray for them.
於是他們透過網上的平台，他們在當中大家去談，去為他們禱告。
But the person leading the prayer didn't ask us to pray for their release.
但是那個帶領祈禱會的那個人叫他們禱告的內容不是為他們得釋放去禱告。
She asked us to pray that there will be bold witnesses for Jesus to the
他去禱告的內容就是說要我們要一班 的同工去為他們能夠在他們坐監的時候作勇敢的見證來禱告。
So specifically Paul asked for opportunities to proclaim the gospel.
或者去特別去講，保羅喺呢度嘅教導就係為佢能夠有機會喺當中宣講福音去禱告。
And then secondly, he asks for clarity as he proclaims the gospel.
而第二樣佢求嘅就係希望能講得清楚，當佢講呢個福音嘅時候。
On the next slide, we see he wants to be able to explain clearly that marvelous mystery of the gospel.
佢好希望嘅能夠係將呢一個奇妙嘅福音嘅道理講得清楚。
Cross-cultural missionaries spend many years learning the language of the people they're ministering to.
跨文化的宣教士要花很多时间在当中去学习一些语言，以致他能够在当中接触到他们要接触的一些不同的群体。
But then, even if they're fluent in the language, there's a deeper level of communication.
但就算他们懂得他们的语言，但在背后仍然有一个更加深层的一些沟通的一些方法影响着那个沟通。
How can we engage their attention?
例如怎样可以令到吸引他们的注意？
What are their needs and interests?
他们的需要和他们的兴趣是什么？
How can we use our words attractively and clearly so they can hear and understand?
怎样可以能够用一些文字能够用得更加的恰当有吸引力，以致他们能够讲得清楚，他听的时候能够明白。
Sometimes simply reciting the gospel in their language without attention to their culture and background and barriers may only result in people becoming more resistant to the message.
有時就咁係單單嘅喺當中去背誦呢一個福音，而冇去留心佢哋語言嘅背景、佢哋嘅文化，或者一啲影響住佢哋一啲嘅阻隔，會更加會令到一啲嘅人成為咗呢一個嘅對呢個嘅福音信息嘅一個嘅抗拒嘅原因。
There are so many things that we can pray for our missionaries.
有好多嘅嘢為我哋嘅宣教士可以去禱告。
We can pray for their visas.We can pray for protection from COVID, financial support, safety.
我哋可以为佢哋嘅签证啦，为佢哋嘅健康啦，为佢哋嘅平安啦，去祷告。
But Paul here reminds us of two important things to pray for.
但保罗喺度提到有两样嘢，我哋需要为佢哋祷告嘅。
That is opportunities and clarity.To proclaim the mystery of Christ.
就是機會和當他宣講的時候講得清楚。
So this wonderful mystery of the gospel moves us to pray.
這個的奇妙的福音就是成為我們在當中去禱告的一個的動力。
And as we look at the world around us, with millions of people living and dying without Jesus, we realize how privileged we are.
當我環顧這個世界，我們知道有好上百萬的人，他們在當中去生存或者死亡的過程當中，他們不認識耶穌，那我們就知道我們今天我們有的一個的地位是何等的榮幸。
God has revealed to us the marvelous mystery of Christ.
因为神已经将这个奇妙的奥秘，这个福音是向我们显明。
How can we let others remain in darkness, never hearing the good news about Jesus?
我们怎样可以能够更容许其他人继续在这个黑暗里面听不到这个福音呢？
But through prayer, we can ask God for open doors for missionary friends to proclaim this mystery with clarity.
透过祷告，我们可以向神去呼求，开一个开放的门，让我们宣教的去宣教的宣教士能够在当中去宣讲这个奥秘，也都是清楚的去宣讲。
But sometimes our prayer for mission may be absent.
有时候我们去为宣教士祷告，我们这个祈祷的动力，这个祷告都没有了。
Our prayer may be weak or passionless or superficial.
我们的祷告可能很软弱，或者是没有那种热诚，或者很表面化。
So let's pray for one another so that God may help us to become more devoted and watchful and thankful when we pray.
让我们一起可以能够彼此互相的去代祷，以至到透过神的帮助，我们能够更加恒切的去祈祷，更加去当中去警醒的祷告。
Let's take a moment to think about some next steps in our prayer lives.
我们可以找点时间想想，跟着我们下一步怎样在当中去改善我们的祷告的生命。
What could you try to become more devoted and watchful and thankful in your prayer?
你可以做啲乜嘢，以致到你去祷告更加恒切、更加警醒、更加识得感恩
？What can you change to be able to pray more effectively and passionately for missionaries？
有啲乜嘢我哋可以做去改变，以致到能够更加去有心嘅喺当中，更加系有效嘅去为我哋宣教士去祷告咧
？Let's pray now for one another, for the Lord to empower us through His Holy Spirit, so that we can pray more effectively for mission.
让我们去祷告，让求神的灵帮助我们能够更加有效的，更加有这个的热诚的心去为我们宣教士去祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Our gracious God and our heavenly Father.
我们恩慈的主，我们天上的父。
We thank you for entrusting to us this marvelous mystery of Christ.
我们感恩，因为你给我们一个这么奇妙的一个在基督里面的奥秘。
We thank you for the privilege of joining in your mission through prayer.
我们为着你给我们有这个权利，透过祷告能够加入在宣教这个行列，我们献上感恩。
We know sometimes we are weak and distracted and forgetful in our prayer.
有时候你知道我们软弱，我们在当中是忘记怎样去祷告。
But we ask you through your Holy Spirit to empower us to become more devoted and watchful and thankful.
我们恳求 你的灵圣灵在当中帮助我们晓得能够在当中是恒切的去警醒的去感恩的去祷告。
And we pray that you will help us to pray so that our missionary friends will be able to proclaim the gospel with clarity through open doors that you give them.
我们在你面前求帮助我们晓得怎样去祷告，为我们宣教士去祷告，以至他们能够宣讲的时候不单止有开放的门，也都能够在宣讲的时候能够讲得清楚明白。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣的名字祈求。